Praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. We want to invite you to come share with us in the blessing of Good Friday service and, of course, Resurrection Day. For the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the time when we commemorate the death of Jesus and his powerful resurrection. We know that without his death, we would not be able to walk in the liberty and the peace of God. And we know without his resurrection, we would not be able to have access to the throne of God, having an intercessor to pray for us and a powerful Savior to walk beside us. You see, here at Bethel, we have services that are designed to lift the name of Jesus. On Good Friday, we will gather to commemorate what Jesus did on the cross in shedding his precious blood to wash away our sins. On Resurrection Sunday, we gather together at 6 in the morning and then again at 10 a.m. so that we may sing songs of worship and praise and thank our mighty God for raising Jesus from the dead. The Bible said, if the powers of darkness had known that Jesus would rise from the dead, they would have never crucified him. I'm glad that God can keep a secret. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he got up with all power in his hand, went and took the keys from the devil. So we are going to celebrate. For us, it's not Easter, it's Resurrection Day. So we invite you to join us. The information will be on the screen, and I look forward to sharing not only Good Friday, but also the power of Resurrection Day. God bless you, and we'll see you in church.
Plan now to join us for Good Friday service, Friday, March 30th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and for Resurrection Day services, Sunday, April 1st at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. So come join us as we celebrate our risen Lord.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord declares on four occasions in the book of Habakkuk, in the book of Romans, in the book of Galatians, and in the book of Hebrews. He tells us the just shall live by faith. He doesn't say we live from situation to situation. He says we live by faith. We put our trust in an invisible God who resides in us and demonstrates his love on a daily basis. But you've been here too long in this place of mental instability, disappointment, heartache, and shame. It's time for you now to begin to rise up and live out the true meaning of Christianity, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, it is up to you and I to prevent him from having access to our mind. We need to let him know that my mind is stayed on God, for he promised in Isaiah's prophecy, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusteth in thee. Oh, my friends, this should stir your spirit and encourage your heart. If you continue in Deuteronomy chapter 2, he says in verse 7, for the Lord your God has blessed you in all the works of your hand. He knows you're walking through this great wilderness. I love this. He said he knows that you're walking through this great wilderness. We're going to change that to he knows you're walking through the wilderness of life. God knows that you're struggling with things. He knows that you've had bad relationships. He knows that you may be in a bad marriage. He knows that you feel the pain of an empty womb. He knows that you are suffering the tortures of the damned in your mind. But notice what he says. He says here, the Lord knows you, that you've been walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you've lacked nothing. What a marvelous revelation. God says, I know you're going through that difficult time, but if I can bring you to a moment of quiet contemplation, if you're honest with me and with yourself, you must testify that though you are going through, you've lacked nothing. You may not have had everything you wanted, but you've had everything you needed. Oh, give him a hallelujah. When most people address the wilderness wandering, from a theological, exegetical perspective, the fact that it was a 40-year wander, when we understand biblical numerology, 40 is the number for tribulation and judgment. There were 40 days of reigning. That Jesus was in ground for 40 days. You must understand that he was gone rather for 40 days, in the ground for 3, but gone for 40. And then the Holy Ghost came on the 50th day. Y'all have to hear. Just go with me. I'll clear it up Wednesday, but just clear this. Just go with me. And so in 40, God judged the world in 40 days. And with Jesus's going for 40, he judged the kingdom of Satan. And when the Holy Ghost came on Pentecost, which is 50, when he came back, that was releasing power on you after the devil has been judged. You and I sit on the 50th day, still today holding on to the remnant of the 50th day. You and I walk in power. The devil has already been judged. My question is, why is he being allowed to mess with your thought process? He's been judged and defeated. You are adopted and released. You are not in bondage. You are not in decay. Your body does not have to go in the way of the world. You do not have to succumb to sickness, disease, or depression. But you can say these words out of your mouth. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. All of my needs are met. My joy is full. The peace of God that passes understanding resides in me. I refuse to be a victim. I'm an overcomer, and I'm overcoming every day. The scientists and the psychologists say that you are going to have to give in to DNA conditions, that there are certain things that are genetic. I agree with that there are things that are genetic. But what they don't tell you is that 2 Corinthians 5 changes your DNA. It says if any is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, which means that while the DNA, the genetic code of my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents is resident in me, there is something in me now that kills off the impressions of the devil. That I don't have to do what my grandparents did. I don't have to be what my family was. That now I can be who Jesus is. Jesus said, the works I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go to my Father. What's he saying? I don't have to be depressed. I don't have to be upset. I don't have to be frustrated. I don't have to be down. When things aren't going my way, I can give God praise. You've been here long enough. Been here long enough. You've been here long enough. We're not experiencing the true joy of the Lord because of the trappings of our unconscious mind. Your mind 100% is really split into two realms: your conscious and unconscious. The psychologist Carl Jung, who once was a student of Freud, pulled away from Freud because he could not support the hypersexual theories that Freud introduced. Everything with Freud was you did something sexual, you got a sexual need. Jung broke away and said no, because with Freud's philosophy, you could blame other people. Jung says, no, there'll be no blaming your mother for how you are. There'll be no blaming your father for how you are. While they did put things in you, you had the power to tell it no. In my psychological approach, as I study forensic psychology, I've become a Jungian. I don't believe it's anybody's fault but the devil. But then when Jesus died, he said, I'm giving you power over the devil. Therefore, brothers and sisters, he has removed all of your excuses. The popular phrase of the 70s from Flip Wilson, so I've been told, so others have told me, was the devil made me do it. Well, when you're born again, the devil can't make you do anything. It comes from the inability to cancel out those thoughts from your unconscious mind and stop giving in to what you were trained to be and give in to what God says you are. Your conscious mind only occupies 3% of your thought process. Your unconscious mind occupies 97% of your total mind release. That means that you do stuff without even thinking about it. You are in the habit of failure, the habit of sickness, the habit of depression, because you've been exposed to it all your life. But now it's time for you to fill your mind with new words, with new thoughts, with new ideology. I am no longer what I was. I am somebody else. I will not put myself down, but I will encourage myself to be what God wants me to be. I will not say my best years are behind me. I will say they are out in front of me. And though I may be struggling right now, I'm just getting stronger for the battle. Here's what's happening, saints. You're being equipped for the heavyweight division. You've been messing around with them lightweights and those bantamweight devils that when you beat them, you don't even know you beat them. They just fall off you. But God said, time's over now. You're going to fight the Mike Tyson demons, the ones that bite off your ear, that spit in your face. You're going to bite up the crazy. You're going to fight the crazy demons who keep you up all night. But when you master this thing, you can tell the devil, go ahead, keep me up. That means I can praise him in the nighttime. Go ahead, devil, come mess with me. That means you're going to hear my praise. And I'm closing the door, devil. When I was a young Christian, I opened the door and told you to leave. But now I'm closing the door. You were foolish enough to come in my room. You're going to hear my worship. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. No, no, devil, don't run. Stay here. Listen to what he's done for me. He woke me up this morning. I don't have a child in jail. He has blessed my coming out and my going. In. He has walked with me, talked with me. He has blessed me in every area of my life. Mess with me now, devil. Mess with me now.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1218P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.